but yesterday you were a baby. But so soon you are growing too, and before we know it, you've become a lady or a man with children too. Then your health and strength begins to fail you, and you say that what shall I do? Because the days and years you may have wasted, maybe memories haunting you. So you see, my brother, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. You part with a loved one and say, see you tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, but it may be gone. They tell you your friend has left you in sorrow, and your memory crashing down. Life is just like a little flower. Today it's here, tomorrow it's gone. So don't just chase after riches and power, cause old memory hunting you. So you see, my brother, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. So you see, my brother, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. So you see, my brother, that life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath.
I think that was a very beautiful song. Please clap for our dear sister Grace one more time. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful singing. Father, we thank you so much for this evening. We appreciate you and we love you. Grateful to you for this opportunity we have. Indeed, life is so short. May we remember you before our time is up. I pray that you'll be gracious to us and let your word be relevant and applicable to us this evening. Show us your way and teach us your path. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. I think people have decided to take a break after the whole weeks of prayer and then also the convention. But we forgive them all their sins. We are the real Christians. George, what do you think? We are the real Christians. What a shock. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. It's a joy to be here on a Tuesday evening. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's a privilege to be here and to enjoy the blessing of the word of God. Amen. I want to start sharing with you on the power of quiet time. Hallelujah. The power of quiet time. Amen. It's very, 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 very important. And this message is for only Christians. So ask the one sitting closest to you, do you think you are a Christian? Ask him. Please ask him, do you think you're a real Christian? What a shock. Ask him that now. Ask him, are you ready for what God is going to teach you? Ask him, are you ready? Are you ready? Huh? Jane, are you asking him? Ask him whether he's ready and whether he's a real Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the power of quiet time. Now, it's so important. And for anybody who has been a Christian for some years. I don't know about today's Christians, but if you have served God for some years, you will see that the secret of your stability, foundation, strength, and growth is not a prophetic meeting. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a prophetic meeting that a prophet turns out on you and says that you'll be a Christian for 20 years. No, that's not what will keep you going. Can I have an amen? The secret and the strength of your Christianity is not Sunday or service or Tuesday evening service. Amen. I said amen. Are you still in church? Right. So, Isaac, are you with me? Is Isaac I'm seeing at the back there? Okay, that's done. All right. Yeah, it's him. How are you? I've seen you. I thought I saw your head. The shape of your head, you can't dodge. Anyway, so are you there? So I'm saying to everybody here that let us now begin to find out what is the secret of your strength. Just ask, remember the question that Delilah asked Samson, show me the secret of your strength. Where lies the secret of your strength? Auntie Monica, that's a very important question. You know, what is the secret of your strength? Because people are giving up, people are giving in, people are surrendering, people are backsliding. What keeps you going all the time? Delilah was asking Samson, how come we're not able to conquer you? How come we're not able to push you down? What is the secret of your strength? Amen. Mama, do you think it's a good question? I think I should ask all of them, if you have any strength at all, what is making you stand? Davis, stand up. Yes. Do you have any strength? And we have a strength. What is the secret of your strength? Yes. First of all, you've got to ask yourself, am I strong? Do you have any strength at all? And if the answer is yes, then what is the secret of your strength? Is it very quiet or something? What is the secret? Afrida, do you have any strength at all? Now, if you do, what is the secret of your strength? It's important. Because when you see a tree standing, you look at you see this tree, I see a tree has been there for it. That's why it's called a tree. It's not a shrub. It's a tree. When you cross a certain threshold, you become a tree. You are no longer a shrub. At a certain stage, you are a little shrub. Knock you down, push you aside. They will cut you. They'll use grass mower. They'll use the langa langa to weed you. But at a certain stage of the tree, can you use langa langa to cut down a tree? It's too strong for langa langa. Yeah. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Hello, are you asleep on me or you are? Yes. You cannot sleep on me. Such an important message. Amen. I said amen. Now you see, there's a saying, this man, I'm sure he's a Russian, he said, the second half of man's life is made up of the habits he acquired in the first half. The second half of man's life is made up of the habits he acquired in the first half. Davis, do you understand what the man is saying? In other words, if you're going to live for 70 years, how you're going to live the 35 half of your life depends on how you built the first 35 years of your life. The habits that you acquired is what's going to carry you the next 35 years. So therefore, it's important to have good habits at the first half of your life. Amen. Sit down, Davis. I know I'm preaching to you. Hello, can you give me a little more bass if it's possible so that we see whether the thing is working? Amen. I said amen. Are we there? So you see, I'm just giving this as an introduction. That another man said something. He says that the strength of man's virtues is made of the of his habitual acts. The strength of a person's virtues is made up of his habitual acts. Habitual, the thing, habit is what you do. I'm going to give you the definition of habit so that you can get it well. Amen. A habit is something that you do without thinking about it or intending to do it. Should I say it again? A habit is something that you do without thinking about it or intending to do. Without thinking about it. And there are good and bad habits. For example, picking your nose. Some people don't even intend to. But it's a habit you have acquired. There's nothing in your nose. But you're used to picking your nose. Or biting your fingernails. Careful now. Be very careful now. Why are you laughing the way you are? Why are you smiling that way? Which name is in your mind that you are smiling? I need a bottle of oil to pour it on her. No, I'm serious. So look, if you look at some people with their nails. What a shock. If you look at your nails, you'll be very surprised. Hey! I know somebody, he can bite the nails until blood comes. I'm telling you, bite it. And blood is coming. Then he bites it more. Chew everything. As if he's chewing Kobe. What a shock. But the person doesn't intend to. Do you understand? Hello? Do you understand? And I'm saying that habits may neither be good or bad. But something, or habits may be good or bad, something that you have acquired. So you do it without even realizing what you have done. There are some young men, when they are working, they like holding their sin. I don't want to do it in public because I'm a gentleman. They hold it like that. I said, what? No. Don't do it for me. Let some groups say the pastor do it, like someone like Javis. He can do it for me. No, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I don't understand. George, have you seen people do that before? It's like, you've seen it before, I see. It's like, sometimes it's so embarrassing. What's the person doing? Go and hold it. You're going to hold it like this. Why is he holding this thing? On the stage, even some choristers. So the brothers. I hear some instrumentalists also like that. Matthew. Hey, why don't mention anybody's name? Shut up. No. It's a very bad habit. Do you understand? Some habits need deliverance. It's not good. Do you understand? It's not good. Sit down. Yeah, but it's not a good habit at all. Yeah, this tennis player, Nadal. You know Nadal? Yeah. You've seen it there. Every day he likes to pull his thing out of his bottoms. He put it, and people, he was interviewed on CNN, said, doesn't know why. He does all the time. So my dad, sometimes, what's the guy doing? He opened his leg and put it, and then pull the pants from, what's this? But it's just a habit. A whole world class tennis. It's always on TV. It's always doing it on TV. You know, so habits, something that you do without intending to. You don't intend to do it, but you've done it. Hello? I feel like I'm preaching with my natural voice. Huh? So give me some small volume, if it's possible. This is a weekday, so you cannot make all your mistakes during a weekday. Sundays, you're not allowed to make mistakes. Do you understand? Oh, it's also a habit that you have acquired. Are you there? So, you see, all great men have habits that made them great. Somebody should have said amen. Amen. All great men, they have habits that made them great. Philomena, are you with me? Have you seen any great man before? Have you ever met any great man before? Yes. Who is a great man? Who is a great man? Bishop Dagwood Mills. Who else? Which other great man do you know? Oh, no, no, don't have to mention my name. Yeah, give me a knock. I broke my head too. Okay, which great man do you know? Huh? Which other great man do you know in life? Bishop Eddie Adekwada. Okay, which is a great man? I mean, just be real. Don't pretend that you are too loyal. Ah, what are you talking about?
Indum.
Eh? Kwesi Indum. He's a great man. Eh? Eh? Oponria. Okay. Kofi Annan. Okay. Rollins. J.K. Rollins. Yeah. So which of the divide you stand? Which of the divide you stand? Riley. Get away. Abedi Pele. Okay. Kwame Nkrumah. Very good. All right. So if you don't know any great person in life, President Mahama, Donald Trump, yeah, he's a great man, billionaire, he's a great man, Gaddafi. Oh, be serious, let's be serious, tell them, but let's be serious. Now, you're saying that every great man have habits that made them great. Amen. They have habits. You see, they know how to be Christians, but there's something that they did repeatedly. Do you understand? They've done those things repeatedly, and that habit has made them great. Do you understand? Yeah. Habits, some of the habits of reading. Reading is a habit. Now, if you want to be a leader, you must be a reader. Some people have the culture of reading, the habit of reading. Some of you don't read anything at all. Even text message, you don't read it. Yeah. But you see, great men have habits. I'm telling you, if you go to, once I read, if you go to many of these great people, even if you look at Nelson Mandela, when he was in prison, the books that he read in prison, people who are great, they read all the time. Pastors, politicians who are great, they read all the time. So they have habits. So how many of you intend to be great? You want to be great in life? Can I see your right hand? So what are the habits? What are the habits that you have acquired that will make you great? What are the habits you have acquired? All right, let's go on. Jesus Christ also has some habits. Do you want to know one or two of Jesus' habits? Do you want to know? Number one, he had the habit of going to church regularly. Jesus went to church regularly. Amen. Our Savior, the King of Kings, the Son of God, his habit was to go to church. Look at Luke chapter 4 and verse number 16. Luke chapter 4, verse number 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, look at that statement, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Amen. So as his custom was, let's all say it together. Say it like you believe it. One more time. As his custom was. You see, Jesus had a custom. He had a habit. Some of you have very, very, unchristian habits. And some of you have habits that if you continue with that habit, you will not become great. And you will not be able to receive some things from God. So if your habit is in church, you're always on your phone. Sending WhatsApp. Hey, you're coming home. I don't know why you're looking at me. I see you're all from the moon. Yes. Some of you, when you are praying, you are on WhatsApp. Sending message to your friends. Not about prayer, but about other things. It's a very bad habit. Tell your neighbor, you are warned. Stop that. Say, stem, stop that foolish thing. Yeah, stop. You're always on the phone.
When you are praying, you are saying, Charlie, you day, hey, Charlie, how? Hey, Charlie, today, this afternoon, you have to eat some banquo. I mean, when you are, say, we are having prayer meeting, all the time, it's a very, very what? Bad habit. Amen. Very bad habit. That habit, it has the strength of taking away from you what you must receive. Because you are disengaged from the one you are talking to, and from prayer, and from God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
everyone must have a time that you call phone out habits. Phone out time.
Okay.
That this 1 hour, no phone. Put the phone down.
Wow.
Can you try it?
Yes, we can.
Can you try it?
Yes.
Some of you will die. Withdrawal symptoms will kill you. Huh? 1 hour, no phone. Is it possible? 30 minutes at least. You have withdrawal symptoms. When I have a plate in my room, when I eat, I tell my children that, hey, well, put the phone down. Say, Daddy, we don't taste the food when we have the phone is down. As they're eating, they want to be sending WhatsApp. It's amazing. So they come with the taste of the food when the phone is down. It's like, when you hold your phone, then the food is tastier. What a shock. Yes. And that is a very bad one. Driving and texting. Driving and texting is a very bad habit. How many of you drive here? How many of you drive here? Can I see your hand? How many of you drive? Father, forgive all these people and deliver them from doing this bad thing. In the name of Jesus. You always think that, oh, And this one is just by the way, but it's so important. George, very important. Direx, so important too. And start to feel, oh, let me just answer this, KK. Answer this, KK. Answer, oh, just a short one. Just a short one. Hey! It's one of the most terrible habits. Yes. When you get a traffic light and then you are texting. So as you are driving fast, highway, and you are texting. May God deliver you from that. That's such a bad habit. Say amen. Anyway, let's carry on. So Jesus had a habit of going to church. Number two, Jesus had a habit of going for prayer retreats. Prayer retreats. Bible says in John chapter 18, verse 1 and 2, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered, and the disciples, and Jesus, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. He knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Did you see that? Jesus what? Of time, look at the Message Bible so they can understand the direct normal English. Verse 2. Just Judas, his betrayer, knew the place because Jesus and his disciples went there often. So Jesus had a place where he went to pray often. Why are you guys not saying amen in the church?
Amen.
Yeah. So I'm talking about, how many of you believe that Jesus is a great person? Can I see your hand? Do you think he's a great person? So I'm showing you some of the habits that Jesus had in his life. So if you, Agrefe, want to be great, why would you not follow Jesus' habits? Why is that you don't come to church all the time? If you really want to be, because Jesus went to church all the time as his custom was. Jesus had a place of going to pray. Do you understand? And Judas even knew that when you're looking at, oh, Jesus, I know where to find him. I know where to find, because I know that Jesus, if he's not here, he's here. If not in the synagogue, he'll be at the retreat center. He went to the place often. So when they came to arrest Jesus, Judas took him there. Yeah. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. Amen. So these are just two habits that at least we can learn from Jesus. Say amen. Are you still there? So all this is just introduction to the power of quiet time that we are going to be studying. Say amen. Now let me give you some Christian, some habits that every Christian must have. Or something that every Christian must know about habits. Something that you must know about habits. Number one, a habit is an act that is repeated easily. Easily. Without thinking or planning. A habit is something that you repeat easily without thinking or planning. So if you have to think about it so much, then it's not a habit yet. Do you understand? If you have to think about paying your tithe all the time, then you don't have the habit of paying your tithe. Are you there? Hello? How many of you are hearing what I'm saying this evening? All right. So a habit is something you repeat without thinking about it. All right. Number two, a habit is an act that becomes your custom. An act that becomes your custom. Whether you are conscious of it or not. Tony, amen. Right. Yeah, it comes to a custom. I stayed in a room in a years ago. I was in Singapore with I shared the same room with an Indian. Now, an Indian grown up man is a pastor. It's a pastor's conference. We're there for I think 1 week. You didn't know that. For I don't know which part of India he came from, but them flatulating is a normal thing. Do you understand? Effortlessly, no struggle. I'm telling you, I'm afraid so embarrassed. I said, what happened to this? He told me, oh, my place is a normal thing. Husband, wife, children, they all do it. Where Pastor Terry, it's so easy. I didn't die by the grace of God. But it's so easy in the little room where we are. Oh. When we come for now, I said, hey. And it's moving around free of charge. I said, hey, this way is not easy, poor crow. Sometimes when you're trying to sleep, when it's on, I see it's a thunder. I don't know what he eats. Hey. What a habit. Effortlessly. They come is custom. Effortlessly. Hello, let's carry on quickly so that I can get to what I want to say tonight. A habit can either be good or bad. A habit can either be good or bad, or natural or spiritual. Amen. A habit can be good or bad, natural or spiritual. Amen. Okay, when you say spiritual habits like morning prayer, waking up everyone to pray, it's a habit. That's spiritual habit. A natural habit can be brushing your teeth or bathing. Some of you don't like to bath. Yes, I know a brother, he's a pastor. He baths normally twice a week. Here in Ghana. Twice a week. He's a married man. It's not a simple situation. Married man, twice a week. If you marry a brother like that, nearer my God to thee. He can come to church, pray, the Lord, sweats like everything. When he goes home, he just sleeps. Just sleeps. And wakes up. And he wants to do other things. Anyway. But that's a very bad habit. It's not a good habit. It's not a good one. Do you understand? All right. Now listen to this. The next one, quickly, I'll just go moving on. Just give you two more and then we get to some other things and we close. But it's a beautiful message I'm preaching tonight. Are you with me? Right. Good habits are repeated as easily as bad habits. Good habits are repeated as easily as bad habits. Did you get it? So what is the point again? Good habits and bad, you can repeat all of them. Do you understand? Good habits and bad, they appear as easy as bad habits. The next important thing, listen to this. Bad habits lead to consistent failure and defeats. Bad habits, it will lead to consistent failure and defeats. Without a person realizing what is happening. You will not even realize, you see that you are failing. You are being defeated. It's not working for you. If you're a student, you don't like to learn. You like to watch movies. It's a bad habit for your students. So if you young people, you like watching useless movies for so long. You sit and you watch one Nigerian movie, part one, part two, part three, part four. And then when you fail, when you come for the exam time, you want us to lay hands on you. You are wasting our anointing. I'm telling you. You are wasting our anointing. Yeah. Paul says that I should not hand the grace of God in vain. You know, the grace of God doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn. You should learn. Now, when you learn and we pray, then we are endorsing the grace of God on your life. Do you understand? Don't waste the grace of God. Don't waste our anointing. You should have studied. They said, Pastor, I don't know when I sleep. Someone said that, when I take the book, I don't see what's happening because you have not been studying consistently. I'm telling you. There's nobody who is daft. There's nobody who is not intelligent. Everybody says, if you make the time to learn, you pass. I'm telling you, you pass. You do well. But you're not making any efforts. You saw what you're rather on the phone watching pornography. Yeah. I shouldn't say it. I'm saying it. I'm saying that bad habits, it will lead to repeated failures. You will fail and then you will be defeated. You don't even realize why you are failing. You don't realize that this is what is making you fail. It's not the devil. That if I was the devil, I'd be crying by now. Everything, the devil, you should learn. They say the devil has made me to fail. Just get up and learn. The devil, Abu Sanders, up and handsome. He has become the devil. So every day we are trying to blame him. Get up and learn. Yeah. Say amen. Get up and do the mathematics. Get up and read. Don't say that me, Pastor, I don't know. I need deliverance. You don't need deliverance. Set up and be disciplined. You can watch TV up to 2 a.m. You are looking at me. I'm preaching. Yes, you watch useless things. So, and there are useless things in the world now. Useless. Yeah. I don't watch TV. I watch TV, news or soccer. Finished. What else is there to watch on the television? What are you going to be getting from all this kukum badge and all this that you've been watching now? If you miss, even when you're at church and church is getting late and you are, my time for the series is, it's more important to go and watch the series than sit at home and sit in church and hear the word. I don't like the way some of you are looking at me. I see you don't understand what I'm saying. Yeah. Matthew, am I not speaking the truth? People watch useless things all the time. All the time. What are you gaining from that useless television series? It's of no use. No use. Yeah. So if you don't bath. When you come to church and lift your hands to worship the Lord, everybody on your row is falling down under the power. So if you can wear one shirt 7 times, you wear it, you sweat, you go and shake it, you put it in the sun, and the fact that it is dry doesn't mean it's not smelling. You put it under, even underwear, you wash, you wear underwear, one underwear for 2 weeks. Yeah. When people marry you, it's not going to be easy for your wives. I pity such wives who fall in love with men that they don't know that this is their man's habit. What a shock. Hello? You may get some sickness you don't know about. Hello, let's carry on. Let's carry on and sit down. So, bad habits, what's the point? Bad habits what? Lead to what? Consistent failure and defeat. Yes, without even realizing. The next one. Good habits lead to consistent success and victory. Lead to consistent success and what? Victory. Without a person even realizing it. Hey. Amen. I said amen. If you have good habits, it will lead to consistent success and victory. Somebody say amen. Amen. May you be victorious in this life in the name of Jesus. Are you there? Without even, you see, sometimes you don't even know. For example, the good habits of coming to church. You don't know the blessing that comes by coming to church regularly. I'm telling you. When it comes, it has been proven by even unbeliever scientists and all that. And these are researchers that people who go to church often live longer than those who don't go to church. That improve it's in Reader Digest and everywhere. You can Google it and see. Those, if you look at people who live longer, many of them are church people. Church people live longer than those who don't go to church. I don't know how it is. But you see, I'm saying that you become successful and victorious without even realizing that it is connected to your coming to church. I'm telling you. Because some of you sitting here today, if you are not in church today, you may be in your boyfriend's house. So coming to church is a deliverance for you. It's leading to a life of victory and success for somebody here. Say amen. Amen. Oh, you don't understand the message I'm preaching. How many of you are still here? Are you still here? Yeah. So good habits. You see, you don't see the effect now, but it will lead eventually. Do you understand? It will lead eventually. Waking up to pray at in the morning, at dawn. Reading your Bible, they're all good habits. And it will lead to victory, consistent victory. And consistent without even realizing it. Because God told Joshua that this book of the law will not depart from your mouth, but shall make your day or night. And if you do that, you shall make your way successful. In other words, that interview you will pass is connected to your reading the Bible. But you see, they're not going to ask you any questions from the Bible. But the further you read your Bible, meditating the word of God, will lead to success without even realizing the connection. You don't realize how reading the Bible will make you do well in that interview. But that is the blessing of God. Thank you for clapping. Are you there? Are you learning anything at all tonight? Are you learning anything at all? Don't mind them when they say you go to church too much. You are going to see victories and success in your life. Hallelujah. The next one you must know, that habits or bad habits are easy to form, but difficult to deal with. Listen to this, so very important. Bad habits are easy to form, but difficult to deal with. Good habits are difficult to form, but easy to live with. Say, Bishop, say it again. I will say it again. Bad habits are easy to form. You see, let's say drinking. If you want, drinking is easy. Do you understand? If you start drinking, those who have been drunk, is anybody who used to drink a lot? Used to drink. Can I see your hand? Look at your hand. You see, if you two, hey, Pastor Isaac. Pastor Isaac, stand up. He used to drink Brukutu. He used to drink Pito. The botanical name is Brukutu. What a shock. Now you see, drinking may be fun. You drink with your friends. You all sit around a table. You drink. It's easy to form. But later on, when you want to stop drinking, it's very difficult to stop drinking. If you ask those who have drunk before, They're often drawn back into drinking. They're often those who have been smoking. Smoking is a fun. When you acquire the habit, not when you are smoking once or twice, but when you become a habitual smoker, I'm telling you, which man of God do I know? You may have to go to a TB Joshua to break your habit. I'm telling you, you say you if you are happy, you have the habit of smoking. I met people who smoke, and they smoke, and they are born against pain-free Christians speaking in tongues, but they cannot stop smoking because they have got the habit, easy to form, but difficult to break or to stop. Bad habits. So don't acquire bad habits. Don't start it. Somebody say amen. Amen. Are you still here? I've gone home. How many of you can hear what I'm saying tonight? Some of you are very cool in the church. You don't understand. This is one of the most important messages you can hear. As I'm laying the foundation for a very good habit that you're going to form in your life. Say amen. If you are in this church under the covering of this anointing, you are going to acquire good habits in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. If you, for example, masturbation may be exciting for a young man. But as I've preached and as I've pastored, so one of the things that people find difficult to break is the spirit of masturbation. I'm telling you. When I preach on radio, another place about this type of things, the cause I have, I get the people who come and so on, like, I don't know how, but I masturbate. I know somebody say he masturbates 4 times a day. And this person got married, and it has not stopped. He said that when I marry, I thought to stop, but it hasn't stopped. He has sex with his wife, and he masturbates after. It's amazing. 4 times a day of masturbation. You die. Who understand what I'm saying this evening? Can I see your hand? Look, I must say, so some of these things said, don't play with them all. Don't say, oh, it's just entertainment. You are just having fun. When the thing becomes habitual, when the thing gets hold of you, it becomes wider than the devil. Holds you. Difficult to break. You always be serving God with a guilty mind. You come to church, you can't sing properly, you can't lift your hands, you can't, because of the guilt that the sin is bringing you. So please, don't allow these things that look exciting, interesting, to attach itself to you. Somebody say amen. Watching pornography, I'm telling you, it may look easy. Listen, what is a bad habit is what? Easy to form, but what? Yes, I know. I heard about a certain pastor who saw a friend invited him and they watched a pornography thing for 15 minutes. Later on, many, many years, he said that is his greatest problem in his life and ministry. He said that a spirit entered into him. He's drawn to pornography all the time. Loaded it. I know a certain brother, his car, when you enter his car, you see this car with television. You see about 20 DVDs of pornographic movies in his car. So if you take your phone right now, there are pornographic materials on them. Or you know what I'm saying tonight? I'm saying that it may be easy in the beginning. But you see, when it's so easy, be careful. Be careful. I'm telling you, the devil wants to disgrace you. I said, the devil wants to do what? Disgrace you. So doing the thing that, oh, it's just exciting, it's just interesting, it's just nice. When you acquire the habits, it is very difficult to break. Very difficult to break. Hello? Are we still in church? Ask your neighbor, are you still in church? Are you still in church? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That is bad habits. But good habits are difficult to form, but easy to live with. difficult to form good habits. The habit of waking up every morning to pray. It is not an easy habit. It's not easy to start. It's not easy to wake up every day, 4 a.m., to pray. It's a difficult thing. But if you can try, tell your neighbor, try. Are you there? If you can try and wake up and you are tired and you pray and you hit your head against the wall and say, because when you lie down, you're sleeping. So say, because I don't want to sleep, I'll walk. Then you're walking. It's not easy. It is not easy. I'm a bishop and I'll tell you that it is not easy. You wake up. It's not tongues. You're just graduating. It's not easy at all. Are you there? It's not easy to do it. Praying for 1 hour is not easy. It's difficult. It's difficult. But if you can do it for a while, if you can wake up and pray for some time, try it 1 hour, try it 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, make it your practice. You realize that that is one of the best habits you ever acquired in your life. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Are we there? So good habits, difficult to form, but easy to live with. Amen. Good habits. If you learn to bath twice a day, yes, it may be difficult initially because all of you, when you're growing up, it was not easy for you to even brush your teeth. How much more have a bath? But if you can acquire it, you realize that it will help you in your marriage one day. Are you still there? I said, are you still there? It's very important. Say amen. May you acquire good habits in the name of Jesus. If it's difficult, means that it's a blessing. Anything that is too easy is not good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. The next one. Every successful Christian has a number of good habits that have brought him to success. Every successful Christian has a number of good habits that have brought him to success. Say amen. Hallelujah. Habit of listening to messages. Amen. Habit of listening to the podcast. Habit of praying. All these are, you see, successful Christians, those who have done well, they have a number of good habits, not just one, not two, a number of them that they do, that they have acquired over the years. NB, no Bible, no breakfast. It's a habit. Davis, stand up again. Have you heard NBNB before? You haven't heard it before. No Bible, no breakfast. Can you try and adopt it for 1 week? Can you try it? No Bible, no breakfast for just 1 week. Next week, Tuesday, come and tell me that you tried. Until you read the Bible, didn't eat breakfast. No Bible, no breakfast. Just 1 week. Saints. Can you try it? Will it work? It will. You try it. Why is she laughing? No Bible. 1 week. You and David, the two of you. That's our sermon for the week. No Bible. No house of cocoa. No breakfast. All right? Look, try it. I am your pastor. And I'm teaching you how to acquire good habits. It is difficult, but you one day you come and thank me. You will thank me. You bring an offering and thank me. I'm telling you that you have acquired a good habit. Can we all try for 1 week? All of us here. Can we agree to try this for 1 week? How many of you will come along with Davis and Saints? Then how many of you will come along? Can I see your hand? If you don't want to do it, put your hand up. If you want to join me, that this week, from now to next week Tuesday, no Bible, no breakfast. Say amen. Are you going to try it? Will you try it? That no Bible, no breakfast, just for 1 week. Yeah, watch your house, people. Watch them very well. And don't just say some 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. Don't read it when the cake is in front of you. Just as I'm about to eat, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Are you there? Right. So, I'm saying to everybody here, every Christian has a number of them. And now, when you see Bishop Dagwood Mills, our father, when you see him, God is using, bless him, using him mightily. Don't think that he's so special. He has a number of good habits that he has been practicing for many years that have brought him where he is. And you too can get there if you practice it. I know I didn't say amen because you don't believe it. Amen. I'm telling you, if you see any great Christian, great man of God, who is doing well, he has a number of them. A number of them. Amen. Of good habits. Good habits that he has adopted into his life. And those habits have made the person great. Are you with me? I see you becoming great in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are we there? All right. And the last one. It's habits are a safety procedure for Christians. Habits are a safety procedure for Christians. This is because when a leader is under pressure, he will do certain good things habitually, naturally and easily. Amen. Now you see, when you are under pressure and you, let's say, somebody insults you, somebody says something nasty to you, that and then you feel you are very angry. If you have good habits of forgiving, you say, I leave the matter. But you see, if you are, some of you, when you are driving, oh, sit down, guys, sit down. So if you, when you are in traffic, see somebody driving very bad, crossing you when we are all hurrying, the way you insult the person, your son will arrive fully. You will say, hey! The way you can insult, so when you're under pressure, we see what is really inside of you. I tell you. I told you the guy that I was driving in front of and I parked my car in the middle of the road. This guy was sitting in the taxi and the guy came by my side. When he gets to my side, Kwa! You're saying, Kwasia. Now he said, Kwa, and he realized that I was his pastor. Say, Kwa pastor. What a shock. He was very angry because he was doing signs in the car. When the driver came, said, hey, Kwa! Kwa pastor. What a shock. So from that day, every time I see him in church, Kwa church member, how are you? When you're under pressure, it's what is inside of you that will come out. Do you understand? So how do you behave when you're under pressure? The good habits you have acquired will show up. Will show up. Can I have an amen? And everybody goes through some pressures. Amen. Everybody goes through times of great pressures. Times that you can either do bad or do good. Times that you can respond properly or appropriately or respond inappropriately. But if you have acquired good habits, if you acquired and grown up with good habits, you will discover that under pressure, only good things will come out. Say amen. Because, you see, the thing that comes out of a man shows what has entered a person. Amen. What has entered you is when we squeeze you. When we squeeze you, what will come out? If you are eating kenke tonight, this evening, when it's going to throw up, kenke will come out. Yes. Kenke and palm no soup. Because that is what is inside you. So when the word of God is inside you, when we squeeze you, the word will come out of you. Because you have had the habit of acquiring the word inside of you. Clap your hands for the Lord. How many of you are blessed? Are you blessed? So I'm not finished the first, but I'm going to continue now. I'm continuing. Number part two. Yeah. So quickly, let's go through what we have learned and then we go home tonight. Next week, I'm going to continue by His grace. And we are going to get into the power of quiet time itself. All is that foundation. Say amen. So what have we learned today? Let's go. Just start from the thing that you must know, 10 things that you must know about habits. What is number one? It's an act that you repeatedly, you repeat easily without thinking or planning. Okay, number two. It's an act that becomes your custom, whether you're conscious of it or not. Amen. Number three is what? All right. I left one out. I'll tell you the one. All right. So either good or bad, natural or spiritual. Either, yeah, natural or spiritual. Right. What is number five? Good habits are repeated as easily as bad habits. All right. If you're a lady, you must have good habits. Habits of washing your hair. So that your hair will not smell all the time. Let every sister say amen. All right, next one. Bad habits lead to consistent failure and defeat. You will not be defeated in Jesus' name. Say amen. Without even realizing it. Why are you failing? Why is every sister bouncing you? It's not because you are not prayerful. It's not because you know, because you smell. That is the only reason why they are bouncing you. And sometimes your mouth is also smelling. Because you have not acquired the habit of brushing your teeth. You can eat anything that way and go to bed. Some of you, that's why you're struggling with your children. Because that's why, how you were when you were a child. When I was a child, I always brushed my teeth. Liar. That's how you were when you were a child. You're worse than your child. You're reaping what you sowed. What a shock. So be careful. You see, when you brush your teeth, you should do. When you're going, I do. And smell. See whether the smell is there. Do you understand? Because you're sitting by people on the road. You're not alone. The case is not for the case for all of us. How come that? Oh, hallelujah! That way, yeah. No, it's not right. It's not right. No, they are falling under the power. Not under the power at all. They are dodging some fumes from your mouth. Not falling under the power. Are you there? When you lift your hands, I'm not saying you don't. You may not have money to buy certain type of perfume. But as for Uncle Chadia, you can buy some. You can buy lime and wash your armpits. You're looking at me. I'm preaching to everybody here. So a certain scent will not stay on you all the time. Because life, you have to have someone that you can put your hand around. The person don't talk again. When we say they hug one another, we are giving people problems. Because you nobody wants to hug you. But they also want to obey their pastor, so they have to hug you by force. What a shock. What's the next point? Good habits lead to consistent what? Success and victory. Without even realizing it, you'll be successful in Jesus' name. Can I have an amen? Good habit of smiling. It's a good habit to smile. Don't always frown. When you go for interviews, sometimes your smile alone will qualify you. Yeah. Sisters, good habit to give your good husband. Let somebody say amen. Some of you, your the way your face is, all the brothers are afraid of you. You are unapproachable. Silly boy. Say me Muna. Are you there? No, some of you are not used to smiling. Me, I didn't used to like to smile, but I had to adopt it. I have to make it my, I have to practice how to smile. People said, oh, do you know that person who's always smiling? And they're referring to me. Yeah, Chisaki. That's not how I used to be. And even those who are close to me know that I don't smile all the time. And that doesn't work with me. They're afraid of me. They claim they're afraid of me. They're not afraid of me. But you see, when I ask my job is that I must smile. My job as a pastor, I must smile. Do you understand? So I have to learn how to smile. Sometimes I don't feel like smiling, but I have to smile for your sake. I don't feel like smiling at all. But I'm smiling because of you. I just smile. For because of my work. Do you understand? Otherwise, I will not be attractive and inviting. Do you understand? So it's a good habit to smile. Somebody say amen. Don't say I don't feel like smiling, so I won't smile. You must smile. If you're married, it's a good habit to talk to your wife or talk to your husband. Your home is like you're a co-tenant in the house. Nobody talks. Quiet. Everybody's quiet. Behavior is that. You must chat with your wife. Chat with your husband. So if your husband, the only thing you know is to jump on your wife. You must chat with her. All right, let's carry on. What's the next one? I don't get any problem. Yes? Bad habits are easy to form, but difficult to live with. It's not easy to break some of these things. Bad habits of chasing girls. It may look like, oh, we are all children, we are all having fun. Yeah, having fun. Yes. Before you read it, you have a child at every region in Ghana. Yes. One region, one child. One village, one dam. One region, one child. Shock. Because a bad habit. There are some young men, you carry condom in your bag. This guy. I think we should beat him. Somebody give me water. Give me water. Give me water. I have to pour water. Give me water. I have to pour water. Give me this one. This one's good. You deserve some water. You deserve it. You too. Go to now. Go and get them open. Come and clean here. What did he say, Kwa? Yeah, kind of condom in case you must lie. That's what he said. Hello, are we there? In the event you must lie, then you are safe. At least you don't impregnate anybody's daughter. You are silly, I tell you. All right, so please, bad habits, easy to form, but difficult. If you live with it, you see how difficult it is. I'm telling you, you have a bad habit of getting angry easily. Tell anybody, it's a very bad one. That one's a bad one. Tell him, that one is a very bad one. When you're angry, foolish behavior. Me, I don't like before you run, your pressure is high. One time, you are doing foolish things because you have a habit of getting angry about little things. Nobody can talk to you. Nobody can talk to you. Your wife will run away. Your husband will run away from you. You say you're one plug. You'll be 17 plugs. You'll all be here. Bad habits. Easy to form, but difficult. Have you lived with somebody who has a very bad temper before? Have you seen someone who has a very bad temper? Have you seen someone before? Difficult to live with. Difficult to live with. You are tiptoeing all the time. Because you don't know what to say. That will retain. That person will be angry. Mob the place well. In case you were slide, you will not fall down. Hello? You wait, you get the beloved. You all be here. But drill me, who's there drilling on you? Easy. What's the next one? We are finishing. Next one. Good habits are difficult to form, but easy to live with. Amen. Good habits. Good habit of keeping a place clean and neat. Difficult. But you'll be happy to live in a clean and happy environment, a nice environment, isn't it? That's why we struggle to let... How many of you born in February? Come and clean. And then only 5 will come. One is, come and cut your cake. 29 will come. Where were all the rest when we're calling them? Bad habit of coming to eat the cake. Yeah, yes. How many people came November. Yes. What the November people... When you're cleaning, how many were here? Less than 5. When you're having a party cake, 120. Can you believe it? May. You almost killed the resident pastor. Have you heard? Less than 10. They'll clean here, mop here. When it is party, how many people came for the party? What a shock. Bad habits. Bad habits of wanting entertainment but never like hard work. But look at the place. Sometimes when I see direct cleaning here, I told him that look, just come, you and Charles, come and just supervise. But he's taking it and he's mopping the floor and so on. And I said, you see, hard work cleaning the place. When we welcome church, it looks nice. We want to stay in the church because, you know, the church is neater than your bedroom. Yes. Yes. You see, and some of these things that, especially the young people, I don't know why the young people in church, why some of them are so lazy. I thank God for the ashes. They can really work hard. That one, I'll give it to them. God bless you all, young ashes. Nice people. Always smiling. Happy to do something, arrange a little bit. But see, young people, we are too late. Young ladies don't know how to cook. And you are praying to God for a beloved. War unto your beloved. War unto your beloved. War unto your beloved. Yes. You don't know how to cook. You are looking at me. All you know is dressing. You do your lips. You do your eyes. You do your face. And then you're working. You don't know how to make omelets. Hello? Are you still in church? Yeah. You see, by settling down to go to your mother will teach you how to make quantum rest you. And to make quantum rest you. You can make it. It will taste nice. You understand? Quantum rest you will taste nice. Plenty eggs. Even yam, you don't know how to boil yam. I'm telling you something. One day I visited, I was in London, staying with somebody. When I woke up, this couple, they have gone to work and they have put water on the stove and yam, and they put the knife there. That when I'm ready, I should peel the yam and cut and boil my yam and eat my yam. Me, it is like I should eat. Hey, what a shock. Hello? No, I'm telling you, ladies, know how to go to your mother and let her show you how to make granule soup. Because your husband is suffering with running stomach too much. Okay, how much more baking? Our mothers used to bake themselves. You even cold water you buy, you don't put it in the fridge. Let's carry on. What's the last but one? Every successful Christian has a number of good habits that has brought him to success. Amen. And then what else? Safety procedures. The last one, the one I left out is this one. A habit is an insignificant act that seems to have no power. A habit is an insignificant act that seems to have no power to affect the future. Right. Insignificant. Of course, that's why people do not recognize the concept of having good habits as a powerful tool. You know, it's a habit is a very, very insignificant act. It looks powerless. Very little thing. Waking up to pray, reading your Bible, having your bath or not having your bath, brushing your teeth. They are so insignificant. It looks powerless. But in the future, you see the effect on your life, whether good or bad. Clap your hands for the Lord. Sitting here, Tuesday evening, what is it? We came, you hear the pastor reading from a book, saying a few things and so on. What have you gained? It looks insignificant. But as you keep on doing it consistently, you will see the blessing of this in your life. Can I have an amen? Are you blessed tonight? So God willing, next week, we are going to go to the habits of quiet time. The power of quiet time. How it can change your life and make you a great person. Stand to your feet, everybody. And clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Lift your two hands to the Lord and talk to God this evening. Ask God to be gracious to you. Ask God to help you to do well. Ask God, the Lord, I want to have good habits. Is there any bad habits that you have acquired? Any bad habit that has become part of you? Ask God for mercy and for grace. It's not easy to break, but you can plead to God for mercy. Lord, help me to break these bad habits. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, lift your two hands to the Lord. Lift your two hands to Him. Mako robosh kibahatosi. Zimando kabatarimo shabata. Ramakabandirimo kabalirimosi. Zimrahanda kimatora balkiman. Rabba Baba, Karando Kabedi, Reimo Kimba de Rimos Kibahandi, Balika Tora Baka Fandi, Rando Kabrake Feta, Shkibahata, Karandi, Zumbraka Fandi Rimohokabata, Mazin Rimo Kembradi Vandirimo Shabani, Robaka Balimo Kabasiba Katata, Reba Baba Karonda Kibadi, Yende Karonda Kizo Rabaki Fandi, Remama Korondi Kisabraha Fata, Rabata, Rene. Talk to God this evening. Ask Him for grace. Ask Him for strength. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for help. God, help me to acquire good habits. Help me to know that I can become successful. I can become victorious. Help me, Lord. Makarando Sabadi, Reki Bahato Sabadi, Reini Kitora Makosiba, Balei Toroka Bandi Kimoti. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, show us grace, show us mercy, Lord. Rakabako Shabaha, Balita Raki Batoroki Masi, Zubra Kafata, Ranika, Ledeni, pray tonight, pray tonight. Lord, may I have the strength to break every bad habit, every bad habit, every bad habit. I break it by your power. By your grace, by your spirit, show me mercy, Lord. Renda kora make beto robaka, yendi kibahato raboshi, rababababa kabande nibo kabadi, yende tabo rabani remeno kabani, reiba kora baka sika toshi, zima baba bande ribo shabadi, reika boka randi kibota fadi, yende ribo karanda kasuti. Shibata, Shibata, Karando, Kazida, Roka Fata, Randiki Bahata. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you for tonight. We thank you for the privilege and the joy of coming to hear your word. I pray that everybody under this covering and tonight who has heard this important word will live by the dictates of your word. Lord, help us to overcome bad habits. Give us grace, wisdom, skill, strength to overcome bad habits, and give us the grace to acquire good habits no matter how difficult they are, so that we can become successful and victorious. May nobody here end as a failure and a disaster. In the name of Jesus, in our homes, in our schools, in what we the work of our hands, may your blessing be our portion. In Jesus' name, lead us to a higher ground and establish your purpose in our lives. We give you thanks and praise for tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. And you may be seated.